Jesus, a new covenant, a message to ACIM and non-dual students. Chapter 20, Clearing Beliefs and Desires, Part 2. You believe you are here in this world. You desire an experience of being here in this world, apart from the Father. You believe that you must escape from the ego. You desire an experience of attempting to escape the ego while denying you miscreated it and claiming that you are powerless to escape it. You desire the experience of an ego, Satan, and the experience of doing battle with it to attempt to win salvation. You desire the experience of doing battle with another when no other exists. You want to believe you are separate. You desire an experience of feeling you are separate. You believe that strife is possible. You desire to miscreate an experience of feeling strife is possible. You believe it is possible to attack God. You desire an experience of attacking God. Thus, you desire to have an experience of feeling attacked since you are synonymous with God. You believe God will retaliate against you. You desire to miscreate an experience of feeling God will retaliate against you. You believe that the world can retaliate against you. You desire an experience in which the world seems to retaliate against you. You believe you can think apart from God. You desire an experience in which you feel you can think apart from God. You believe you order your own thoughts. You desire an experience in which you order your own thoughts and thus experience the effects of the ordering. You believe God judges against you and that you will be found guilty. You desire an experience of God judging against you and being found guilty. Since you are synonymous with God, you desire to miscreate an experience where you judge yourself and find yourself guilty. Since you are synonymous with your brother, you desire to miscreate an experience of judging your brother and finding your brother guilty. This is the means by which you miscreate the experience of a world of other outside of yourself. You believe if you appeal for truth that you will be judged against. You desire to miscreate an experience that if you appeal for truth, you fear you will be judged against. Yet this is the means by which you judge yourself and find yourself guilty. You believe you are unworthy of God's love. You desire an experience where you feel unworthy of God's love. You believe it is possible to attack God. You desire an experience where you feel it is possible to attack God. You believe it is possible to attack yourself. Since you are synonymous with God, in order to continue to feel separate, you desire an experience of attacking yourself. You believe it is possible to attack another. Since there is no other, You desire an experience of attacking your brother to maintain the sense of separation. Your brother is synonymous with God, as are you. Thus, the only way for you to experience attack is to desire it, since there is no other. You believe it is possible for you to be attacked. Thus, you desire an experience of being attacked, and thus miscreating fear that you will be attacked. You believe that attack is justified. You desire an experience where you feel attacked is justified. The expression of the justification of attack is anger. Yet attack does not attack another, since there is no other. It is an attack upon yourself to preserve a sense of separation from your Creator. You believe you are in no way responsible for attack. You desire an experience of attacking, while experiencing that you are in no way responsible for the miscreation of attack. This is face of innocence. You desire an experience of face of innocence to deny that you are already innocent. You miscreate the experience of guilt while claiming that you are not miscreating it. Rather than be who you already are, pure, innocent, and complete. You believe attack is salvation. Thus, you desire an experience of attack as a means for salvation. You believe retaliation is possible. You desire an experience being retaliated against. You desire an experience of retaliating against others. You believe that you can think apart from God. You desire an experience of thinking apart from God and experiencing the effects, fear and desolation of thinking apart from God. You believe that what you think has value. You desire an experience that what you think has value, more value than the infinite nature of being and thoughts of God. You believe what you think has more value than the thoughts of others. You desire an experience in which what you think has more value than the thoughts of others and experience pride in this. Pride is the desire for the experience of unhappiness. You believe that the thoughts of others are more important than your thoughts. You desire an experience where the thoughts of others feel more important than your thoughts, and to feel deprived and limited by this feeling. You believe more thoughts will solve this condition, where the solution can never be found in thought. The only solution is ceasing to deny true identity. You believe that what is destructible is real, and thus it justifies anger. Thus you desire an experience where you perceive what is destructible is real, and that anger can be justified to protect the sense of personal identity separate from the Father. You believe anger is justified. You desire an experience of feeling anger is justified. You believe anger is justified to prove that God has taken something from you. Yet you use anger to deny that God has given you everything. You believe you can be persecuted. You desire an experience of being persecuted. You believe the world was made to persecute you. You desire an experience of the world persecuting you. You believe being persecuted is helpful. You believe persecution is the path to freedom and thus experience persecution as valuable, even while you suffer the miscreation of it. You believe it is acceptable to follow the ego thought system. You believe projection is helpful as a path to salvation. You desire an experience of following the ego thought system through projection and condemnation as a means of salvation, a means to salvation, and thus desire to experience these effects, even though salvation can never be found in effects separate from the Father. You do not believe that blessing your brother is valuable. You desire an experience where blessing your brother has no value. Thus you experience no blessings for yourself, as you are one. You believe that if you bless every brother, you will be damned. Thus you desire an experience where blessing every brother is perceived to be damnation. You believe you are without love. You desire an experience of perceiving you are without love. You believe you are without the kingdom of heaven. Thus you desire an experience of being without the kingdom of heaven. You believe that you have no access to the kingdom of heaven. You desire an experience where you feel you have no access to the kingdom of heaven. You believe the kingdom of heaven is denied to you. You desire an experience where you feel the kingdom of heaven is denied to you. You believe you are barred from the kingdom of heaven. You desire an experience of feeling barred from the kingdom of heaven. You believe it takes time to recognize the kingdom of heaven. You desire an experience where it takes time to experience the kingdom of heaven. You believe that you are separate and outside the mind of God. You believe that the impossible, being outside the mind of God, is possible. You desire an experience of being outside the mind of God. You believe that having is the opposite of giving. You desire an experience of having in opposition to giving. You believe that having rests on giving. You desire an experience that in order to have something, you must get something. You believe there is value in the ego thought system. You desire an experience in which you value the experience of the ego thought system. You believe that something is happening in form defines you. You believe that something happening in form defines you. You desire an experience of what seems to be happening in form defining you. You believe you can attend to what is not true, the ego. You desire an experience where you attend to what is not true, the ego. You believe you have a choice to be separate from God. You desire an experience of having the choice to have an experience that feels separate from God. You believe that choice is real. You desire an experience of choice as real. You believe questions are valuable. You desire an experience of questioning your identity. You believe there is an order of difficulty in miracles. You desire an experience in order of difficulty in miracles. You are already a miracle, and that is all there is. You believe that God does not know. You believe you can create a world in which God does not know you, and you do not know God the Father. Thus, you desire to experience what God does not know. Since you are in essence the same as the Father, you desire an experience in which you do not know. This is the desire for an experience in which you do not know who you are. You believe your brother is attacking you to tear the kingdom of heaven from you. You desire an experience of feeling your brother is attacking you to tear the kingdom of heaven from you. You believe it is better to project than face the insane belief that you have been treacherous to your Creator. You desire an experience of projecting and experiencing that you have been treacherous to your Creator. You desire an experience of projecting rather than seeing that you can never be treacherous to your Creator, as you are one with Him. You believe that your brothers are out to take God from you. You desire an experience of your brother taking God from you to deny that you have taken God from yourself. If you choose to separate yourself from God, that is what you will think others are doing to you. You desire an experience in which you feel others are separating you from God to deny that you are choosing to feel separate from God. Your state of mind and your recognition of what is in it depends on what you believe about your mind. You desire an experience of what you believe about your mind having more power than who you truly are. Holy Spirit will direct you only so as to avoid pain. You believe that the Holy Spirit directing you will cause pain. Thus, you desire an experience in which you feel pain when the Holy Spirit directs you. You desire an experience of feeling pain as a means to deny the acceptance of divinity and to deny that following the Holy Spirit and my direction means peace and joy. You believe you have to go through pain to see who you are. You desire an experience of going through pain to see who you are. This is the confused notion that pain is a means to salvation. You believe you must feel guilty to gain salvation. You believe guilt is salvation. Thus, you desire an experience of feeling guilty in the path to salvation. This is the desire to experience guilt rather than divine nature. This is the confused notion that guilt is a means to salvation. You believe it is possible to do the opposite of God's will. Therefore, you believe that an impossible choice is open to you. You desire an experience of doing the opposite of God's will and thus experience the effects of it. You desire an experience of an impossible choice. All choice is impossible choice. The only choice is purpose, which is not really a choice, but the only choice of true value as a reminder to cease to choose the experience of the untrue. You believe the Holy Spirit asks for sacrifice. You desire an experience of sacrifice. You desire an experience of sacrifice when you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. You desire an experience of sacrifice as a means for salvation. When you avoid the Holy Spirit's guidance in any way, this means you want to be weak. You desire an experience of avoiding guidance and feeling weak. You believe you have withdrawn your gifts from God. You desire an experience of withdrawing your gifts from God. This is actually the experience of withdrawing all of the gifts God from yourself. This is actually the experience of withdrawing all of God's gifts from yourself as you are one with Him. You believe the world is trying to strip God from you. You desire an experience of feeling the world is stripping God from you. You desire an experience of the world stripping God from you as a path to salvation. You believe Jesus is trying to strip the world from you and that it is going to be painful. Thus, you desire an experience of Jesus trying to strip the world from you and experiencing pain. You believe you can do a better job. You desire an experience of attempting to do a better job than God. You enjoy projecting the world and then not liking it. Thus, you desire an experience of projecting the world and pretending that you do not like it. The desired experience that what is happening in the world is being done to you against your will. You believe that fear is involuntary. Thus, you desire an experience in which fear feels involuntary. You believe shame is necessary for the creation of the world. Thus, you desire an experience of creating a world and feeling shame for it. You believe you are affected by expressions which you believe are lack of love. Thus, you desire an experience of expressions that appear to be lack of love and to feel affected by them as though somehow love can be limited or lost. You believe error of thought is true. Thus, you desire an experience of error of thought as true. You believe that thoughts of this world can fill a perceived lack. Thus, you desire an experience of lack and trying to fill the lack with thoughts of this world. You believe in separation. Thus, you have a desire to experience separation. You believe perception is true. Thus, you desire an experience of perception. You believe God is not in communication with you. Thus, you desire an experience of not being in communication with God. You believe the world is chaotic. Thus, you desire an experience of chaos. Perception is impossible without a belief in more and less. Thus, you desire an experience where you perceive more and less. Specifically, you desire an experience of simultaneously feeling more and less than you truly are, which knows neither more nor less. Thus, your true identity does not know perception. You desire an experience of false perception to deny who you are.